This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by the man in charge of the Lansing Lugnut Strength and Conditioning Program, Aaron Spano. At what point in your life did you say, you know what, I want to go into strength and conditioning?
It started when I was in college as a baseball player. I had never really been in the weight room at all before that time, and kind of when I got to college and got in the weight room, I just fell in love with it, man. My strength coaches were always people that I looked up to, so, you know, it's kind of a seamless kind of progression after I was done playing.
What position were you?
I was a pitcher.
Did you see dividends? Did you see your time spent in the weight room helping you out on the field?
I definitely did. Probably more so like my freshman and sophomore year. Coming from high school, I'd never really lifted before. And once I kind of got in the weight room and kind of saw the benefits that it had, I kind of, you know, definitely saw some benefits when I got back on the field. So,
did you change your major?
I actually did. So when I went to school my freshman year, I started as a journalism major. And then I switched actually to criminal justice. But then after that, I switched it back into exercise science when I was a junior. So
you could combine all of those and it would be awesome.
I know.
Solving crimes, doing the reporting, and then in the end, making sure that everybody had a good workout and stayed in good shape. No, let's follow this up. What's the next step in this path?
I'm not really sure, man. You know, just being in the Blue Jays organization has opened up a lot of doors for me, a lot of good people in the organization. So definitely just kind of continue down the path I'm at and just kind of, you know, see what happens next.
After you finished your undergraduate degree, where did you go next?
So I actually worked. I tried to get into strength and conditioning right away. It's definitely tough to do that. So I actually ended up working in an office job for about a year. Decided that was not the path I want to go down. So I went back to school at UNC Charlotte, got my master's degree, and I was an intern in the weight room there. So that's kind of how I got my foot in the door.
And then from there, what was the next step after that?
So I had a connection with the Blue Jays. My athletic trainer, while I was at UNC Pembroke playing undergrad baseball, had just finished his first year in Vancouver with the Canadians. He told me there's a spot open. He said, hey, send your email email your resume over. I can't guarantee anything. And I did. And, you know, luckily I got my foot in the door for the interview process.
So you showed up to Dunedin. What was that first experience like?
It was cool, man. My boss, Donovan, he just, you know, walked me around the complex.
Yeah.
Just kind of took it all in. But definitely my first spring training, my head was spinning. Just a lot of new information, you know, meeting all these guys for the first time. So it was a little intimidating at first. But, you know, once I got my bearings and got comfortable, it was good.
Was there a point where you were given some responsibility, something you had to do, and you said, this is what I worked on. I've got this.
I don't know if it was like an exact time, but just the more time I spent with the other strength coaches and with my boss, the more comfortable I felt with everything. And we do a really good job of you know, making the new guys, you know, we let them get their feet wet first. So I didn't feel like I was thrown into the fire right away, but just the more time I spent with them and with the guys, the more comfortable I got. So I wouldn't say it was like one exact moment, but just probably the course of my first spring training.
Who was your first Blue Jays team that you worked with?
So I was in Bluefield last year, which is in the Appalachian League. So rookie ball is a little different environment than it is here, but it was you know, a great start. You know, my manager, Dennis Holmberg, was the perfect first manager to have, so it was a great experience.
How does that work? How's the relationship between you and the manager? What did the two of you need to understand about each other?
Probably from my end, I just had to gain Dennis's trust. You know, he's somebody that had been in the organization, obviously. I think he's coming on 40 years. So, you know, here I am in my first year. So I definitely had to prove myself and prove that I knew what I was doing. But I feel like once I did that and once we established that, you know, we had definitely had a good working relationship.
What was the biggest difficulty your very first year, your first year in minor league baseball, the biggest obstacle for you?
Biggest obstacle, probably just learning all the different personalities. You know, coming from college baseball, we didn't have guys from different cultures. All of our guys were from southeastern North Carolina. So, you know, getting here and, you know, getting to know all the Latin American guys and learning and picking back up on some Spanish and stuff. I would say it was an obstacle at first, but now I think it's become part of a strong suit of kind of what I bring to the table, getting along with all these guys. So,
how's your Spanish?
It's getting good. I took it 4 years in high school, learned some good vocabulary. Didn't use it much in college and stuff, but, you know, I started to remember some stuff when I started talking to these guys, and, you know, the guys have been great. You know, most of the Latin guys, they'll speak Spanish to me, or they'll speak English to me, and I'll speak Spanish back to them, so we're both kind of learning at the same time, which is awesome.
You finished that season in Bluefield. How did you spend the off season?
So I was actually at the complex a lot working, which, you know, I'd moved down to Florida kind of with that intent. You know, I kind of want to be around and you know, be active, and I didn't want to, you know, have this great experience my first year and then kind of step back and forget everything I learned. So I wanted to kind of, you know, keep diving in, and that's what I did. I definitely took some vacation time with the wife, so that was much needed. But other than that, you know, just hard at work, I guess.
I love asking the guys, the offseason, what is it that you did to prepare yourself for this year? So let me ask you, did you have to do anything to prepare yourself for this upcoming season?
I mean, yeah, you know, just making sure that, you know, I continue to learn our program and learn our philosophy. You know, 1 year in it was, you know, a great learning experience. But, you know, I'm still learning stuff, and, you know, probably, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, I'll still be learning stuff and hopefully beyond then. So I just think it's one of those things that you can't be kind of satisfied with what you know, and you got to, you know, kind of see what other coaches do and try to learn from as many people as you can.
At what point were you told you're going to be a Lansing Lugnut?
So it was in November during our, it was the last day of our strength camp. I was actually, me and my wife Nicole were getting ready to go on vacation to Europe, and my boss, one of my bosses, Jeremy, told me the day before I left. So I kind of got some good news right before I headed on vacation, so it was nice.
All right, so you know you're going to go to Lansing. Is there anyone that you asked about what the Midwest League is like, or is there anyone that you asked, hey, full season baseball, is that a change at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I'm definitely fortunate enough to have good relationships with the two strength coaches that were previous here, Kyle Adelhuber and Ryan Maydell. I definitely picked their brain all spring training, and just kind of asked them, hey, you know, what's the biggest adjustment, short season to full season? What can I expect, you know, going to Lansing? So honestly felt like when I got here, I was pretty well prepared just based on what those guys had been through and experiences that they had had.
What is the biggest adjustment?
Honestly, it's probably the weather. You know, I lived in New York for a while, so I'm used to some cold weather, but I've never really been on a baseball field every day when it was, you know, below freezing. So, you know, I think for the players, too, that was probably the biggest adjustment, getting to Lansing. But
I'm joined by Aaron Spano, in charge of the Lugnut Strength and Conditioning Program. If I asked you, just sum up your responsibility with this team in as few words as you can, what is it that you do?
My main responsibility is helping the players be available while also performing to the best of their abilities. From a physical standpoint.
And for each guy, they have their own personal file. You have to work with them on an individual basis. How is that file built up?
So we do a ton of like movement screening, we call it, in spring training. That kind of drives our programming based on what certain guys need. So we try to individualize it as much as possible. Definitely a difficult process when we have, you know, 200 guys at our minor league facility. So that's kind of the system that we've put in place. And, you know, obviously each coach at every affiliate has the power to make certain changes based on trends that they're seeing with a guy. So,
how is strength and conditioning changing over the course of even the last few years?
It's just becoming more of a priority. I mean, I think the Blue Jays as an organization are definitely, that's definitely true for us. So it's just kind of cool to see, you know, more money and time and being invested in it. And, you know, the higher ups definitely seeing all of the benefits that we can bring to the table. So I hopefully it'll continue to grow.
Let me change topics a little bit. Colton Laws joins this team, Charlotte 49er. How soon did you broach the topic?
Pretty much right away. So me and Colton actually have a bunch of mutual friends because he grew up probably 30 minutes from where I did. So it was kind of just a cool connection and a good way for us to kind of get to know each other right off the bat, just having that similarity.
And finally, beyond all of this, beyond baseball, beyond strength and conditioning, where else do your passions lie?
I don't know. I really like to travel. So hopefully this offseason I'll continue to get to do that. I got to spend some time in the Dominican at the facility down there. So it's kind of a way to bring both of, you know, strength and conditioning and travel together. But I also got to go to Spain, Italy, and France this offseason, which was awesome. So hopefully, I don't know, I haven't planned anything for this year, but, you know, traveling is starting to become a passion of mine. So
do you have a dream checklist where you're going to cross off countries?
I do. So I have a bunch of countries that I want to get to. It's kind of overwhelming when you think about everything, all the possibilities and places you could go. But hopefully my goal is, you know, every year to go to one cool place. And, you know, eventually maybe in 10, 15 years, I'll hit that checklist. So,
Aaron, thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate it, Jesse.
The Lansing Lugnuts, Aaron Spano, in charge of the team's strength and conditioning program. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.